You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He did it for...
Athletic.
The Athletic. I was like, was it... Where did he do it for? For The Athletic, talking about the quarterback tiers. We have decided for a portion of this conversation to exclude any conversation. Drew, Gold, no conversation about comparing one-to-one Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
We did that yesterday.
Or
we
Josh are Allen or Lamar.
We're just going to eliminate the top four guys. That's not the way we're talking about quarterback tiers. We are getting rid of it. We are not having that conversation. Let's talk about the other guys in the list. And the reason why I think that this is an interesting article is because he talked to 50 people who are actively in the NFL, six current NFL head coaches, current NFL GMs. It is people whose opinions I believe you should pay attention to. And for the people who pay attention to it, I think that these are people who matter. So for that conversation, that's where I think it's interesting. So we can agree. We're just going to eliminate the four guys from this conversation. Easily the most surprising guy in tier one is Matt Stafford, right? Is he still a tier one quarterback?
When he's healthy, is. Problem is right now he's not healthy and he's dealing with these back issues and or neck issue, I'm sorry, as well. And so that's really concerning for a player at his age. I think this is the final year for Matthew Stafford in the league. But when he's healthy, I do think Matthew Stafford can sling it with the best of them in the league. His issue has been staying available, and he's one bad hit away from being out for 6 weeks.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I just... At his age, the injury part's got to be a factor for me. It just is, man. I don't want to like say that or inside of this, but I think he's a tier two guy. He's the top of the, he's the king of the tier twos, if you want. And it's just, it's like a graduation effect. It's not that he never deserved to be in tier one. It's just that he doesn't deserve to be in it now. You would still put him in as a tier one guy?
I don't have, depending on how many quarterbacks you want to put in tier one. Like, if we're going to say tier one is only four quarterbacks, then no. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, if the argument is like tier one can only have four quarterbacks, well, then we know who that is. We know it's the
that
Mahomes,
to me is
Burrow,
tier
Allen,
it is
Lamar.
Interesting that Matthew Stafford like, in there in tier one.
He does. No, he does. That's why Cody's bringing it up. Like, I think if you're saying that he should Stafford be in the same grouping of Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, CJ Stroud. The issue I have is tier two, Sando has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 quarterbacks.
I don't think that's the state of the league.
Is tier two 9? Like, do you put Jaden Daniels and Baker Mayfield in the same category? Because I don't. Baker was awesome last year, but do I put them in the same category of quarterback right now? Do I put Brock Purdy in the same category as Jaden Daniels? I don't. That's my problem is like, I don't think Jaden Daniels and Brock Purdy are in the same tier.
Oh man. So here's the problem. I don't think any quarterback after a single good rookie year deserves to be in another tier. I would make an argument maybe for Purdy in tier two, but I genuinely think that that's what the league is right now. I think that there's a shocking number of quarterbacks who exist in the middle right now. Darnold, Baker, Goff, Hurts, Kyler, that if you don't want to, like, I think that they do belong in the same tier. Now, we could rank them out.
Yeah, but the guys, you just mentioned Kyler. He's in, that's fine. He's
him
in,
and Darnold are in the...
They're in tier three.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what's funny is they have five tiers, and we joke that Kenny Pickett's the only guy in tier five.
I still think that that's just kind of mean.
So what I'm saying is, like, five tiers is what we should do, but can we split up? Can we have, like, Daniels, Stroud, Hurts, Goff, basically, in, like, tier two?
And then get rid of Brock Purdy.
Then it's tier three, and it's Purdy, Dak, You know, that kind of thing. Maybe you think Jalen Hurts obviously should be in tier two. And then we just have tier five can be Kenny Pickett and Spencer Rattler and Richardson and Flacco and Jones instead of having only one. I would expand tier five and I would trim up tier two, if that makes sense.
I'm not against that. Look, because if you said Jordan Love is not a tier two quarterback yet, I wouldn't necessarily make an argument.
He would be in tier three. He'd be there with Dak. He would be there with Brock Purdy. He would be there, in my opinion, with Baker and CJ Stroud. But I think Daniels, Herbert, Goff, or at least Daniels, Goff, and Hurts should be in tier two by themselves.
I got to say, if Matt Stafford's in tier one, then Hurts should be in tier one. Like, he can't keep getting eliminated off this list just because they think the talent around him is too good. This was Mike Sando. Yeah,
Jalen Hurts threw for like 3,200 yards last year. It's just,
I know, but I watched CJ Stroud do it. That's my reservation.
I understand.
You belong in tier two. He can be in tier two. It's fine.
My thing with Hurts, and call me a hater, is just, a guy that is consistently throwing for like 3,300 to 3,500 yards, I'm sorry. Like, that's not as impressive. Yes, the end game is rings and all of that. I understand. That's why there's always more nuance to the convo than just rings. But you're telling me that Jalen Hurts, in terms of just overall quality of quarterback, is just as good as in my opinion, from a skill set, as Jaden Daniels, as a Matthew Stafford, as a Lamar Jackson.
I looked up Lamar Jackson's stats. Up until last year, the most yards he threw for last year outside of that were 3,600 yards in his career. I mean, he threw for 2,200 in 2022. He only played in 12 games, but in 2020 played in 15, threw for 2,700. Like, I think outside of just
Jalen
last
year, threw for 2,900 yards last year,
which is about 500, 600 less probably than Jaden Daniels.
Now, in fairness, the year before was 3,800, but like 2,900 yards.
And I just don't think that's who it's not that Jalen Hurts can't do that. Can't throw for 3,800 every year. It's just not what they do.
But he has
Saquon and I don't think our expectation should be for him to put up the same numbers as a Josh Allen or a Joe Burrow or a Patrick Mahomes. And if he doesn't do that, then we just eliminate him from the conversation of being an elite quarterback or a really good one.
The thing is, Gold, is like, and this is where like the amount of time we have to watch these guys matters. Because he's had seasons as good as Jaden Daniels last year. He's had 3,700-yard passing seasons, 3,900-yard pass seasons, you know, 4,400 total, including the rushing yardage, right? He's had those seasons where the statistical output is similar to that as Jaden Daniels. But he's never fallen off. He's never just had, like, he hasn't just, like, fallen off at any point, and he's doing it while winning Super Bowls. Which is why, like, I don't want to...
A Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or, sorry, yeah. He's been to two, one A. And so it's like, I think he's clearly a tier two guy. I don't think he belongs in the conversation because I don't think he's as talented as the four guys we're excluding from this conversation. But it's like
I would put him like, this is why I want to make tier two smaller than tier three. I would put Daniels, Hurts, Goff, and maybe you could convince me that you could add in.
You're a Dak guy. Is Dak in that conversation?
But no, that's why. Not after last year, right? Last year the injury. Now this year, I think he can put himself back into that tier conversation. I'm just saying, tier three should be a combination of guys like Baker, Dak, Love, Purdy. And maybe
the true middle class of football that exists now.
And then tier four should be the biggest tier, in my opinion. That should be Kyler and Rodgers and Tua and Lawrence and Geno and Knicks.
Do you guys find it interesting that Aaron Rodgers is ranked ahead of Bo Nix in this tier list?
Yes, I don't get it.
He's getting a little legacy branding on it.
Bo Nix also is behind Geno Smith and Trevor Lawrence in this tier list as well.
I mean, Geno Smith's done it for longer. Trevor Lawrence, I will say, finally the league is figuring out Trevor Lawrence. It took them a little while to include Trevor Lawrence with his proper brethren, a below average NFL quarterback. He is not like Tua and Trevor and Geno, Bo Nix. They're all ranked in four in a row. That is the appropriate ranking for those four quarterbacks. That's where they exist amongst the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Who do you, let me name off these guys. You named a couple of them. Who do you think has the chance to take the biggest leap that we're sitting here next year and saying there's a case for them to be in tier two or tier three? Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young. Out of those five.
The best chance? Or
Caleb or J.J. McCarthy?
Tier four is McCarthy. Yeah. Sure, you want to add in Penix and McCarthy.
Sure.
Out of those seven, I guess it is now, who do you think has the best chance to suddenly be, we're talking in August of next year, Penix. Oh, wow, they're tier two.
I think it's either J.J. McCarthy because he is in the most
Kevin O'Connell system
favorable situation on the planet.
I still think Caleb Williams. I know people like to hate. I know people want to hate on him, and he's got to do more. But it's the same thing you said with McCarthy. The situation he's in with weapons, he's got a great spot to actually go and have just blow up this year in a good way.
I still think it's rude to put Kenny Pickett in a tier by himself. So rude. Go ahead, Drew.
I think Penix is, just because of the weapons that he has, like Darnell Mooney was really good last year. Drake London, of course, is solid. You still have Kyle Pitts. Who knows what happens there? Bijan out of the backfield. It feels like he doesn't have the coach that J.J. McCarthy does, or, of course, the top-tier weapon in J.J., but roster-wise, I mean, he has a talented offense around him. I think Trevor Lawrence, this is his best shot, just given the head coaching change, Brian Thomas Jr., like this is it. If Trevor Lawrence...
To change the narrative, yeah, this is...
He doesn't do anything this year and he's fully healthy and everything like that, then it's just never going to happen, and that's just something that I think we kind of have to accept.
913-586-7965. Someone says, you shouldn't only go by yards to evaluate quarterbacks. Nobody was saying we're only going off of yards for Jalen Hurts. It's just part of the conversation. That's part of the factor. Nobody's saying that
he's
solely
really good,
disqualifies
but like you said,
him,
he shouldn't be included in that top four or even five.
It's one factor if you're trying to make a case for or against somebody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.